Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. We're about to dive into an incredible story from the Bible that I believe will truly inspire you. It's the story of Anna, a remarkable prophetess who lived a life of extraordinary faith and dedication to God. Today's Bible passage is from Luke chapter 2, verses 36 to 38. And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived with her husband 7 years from when she was a virgin, and then as a widow until she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and prayer night and day. And coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem.
In the book of Luke, we meet Anna, a remarkable woman who was a prophetess from the tribe of Asher. Her father's name was Phanuel, and she came from a lineage of faithful believers. Like many young women of her time, Anna married and began what she probably expected would be a long life with her husband. For 7 years, they shared their lives together, building dreams and walking in faith side by side. But life took an unexpected turn when Anna's husband passed away. She found herself a widow at a young age, facing a future very different from what she had imagined. In those days, widowhood often meant vulnerability and hardship. Yet for Anna, this profound loss became a turning point that would define her relationship with God in extraordinary ways. Instead of letting grief and uncertainty overwhelm her, Anna chose a path that would transform her loss into a legacy of faith. Rather than remarrying, as was common in her culture, she dedicated herself entirely to serving God. This decision wasn't just a response to her circumstances, it was a deliberate choice to turn her heartbreak into holy purpose. Anna's response to widowhood was nothing short of extraordinary. She made the bold decision to make the temple her permanent residence, transforming it into more than just a place of worship. It became her home, her sanctuary, and the center of her entire existence. Day and night, you would find her there completely immersed in worship and prayer. Her dedication went far beyond mere routine religious observance. Anna committed herself to a lifestyle of continuous fasting and prayer, two spiritual disciplines that require immense dedication and self-control. This wasn't just an occasional practice, it was her daily reality. She understood that these weren't just religious rituals, but powerful ways to draw closer to God and hear his voice more clearly. Think about what this meant in practical terms. While others came and went from the temple, Anna remained. While others broke their fasts, she continued. While others slept, she often prayed. Her devotion wasn't measured in hours or days, but in years, decades even. She lived this way until she was 84 years old, never wavering from her commitment. This level of dedication might seem extreme to our modern sensibilities, but for Anna, it was a natural expression of her deep love for God. She didn't view her lifestyle as a sacrifice or burden. Instead, she found joy and fulfillment in her constant communion with God. Her life became a living testimony to the beauty of single-minded devotion to the Lord. Every aspect of Anna's daily life was intentionally oriented toward worship. She created a rhythm of life that prioritized her relationship with God above all else. Through seasons of celebration and solitude, through festivals and quiet days, through times of plenty and times of fasting, Anna remained steadfast. Her unwavering devotion turned the temple courts into a classroom where she learned to hear God's voice with increasing clarity.
Then came that extraordinary moment, the culmination of all those years of faithful waiting. At that precise hour, Anna encountered something so profound that it moved her to spontaneous thanksgiving. Her heart, already attuned to God's presence through years of devotion, recognized the significance of what she was witnessing. She couldn't contain her joy and gratitude, but Anna didn't keep this revelation to herself. She began speaking about what she had seen to everyone who was waiting for Jerusalem's redemption. Her years of prayer and fasting had prepared her for this very moment. She became a messenger, a witness to God's faithfulness, sharing her testimony with all who would listen. Imagine the impact of her words. Here was a woman known for her wisdom and devotion, suddenly bubbling over with joy and conviction. The same voice that had spent decades in prayer was now proclaiming God's promises with renewed vigor. those who knew her could see that something remarkable had occurred. Her testimony carried the weight of her years of faithful service. What's particularly striking is how Anna recognized the broader significance of what she was witnessing. She understood that this wasn't just a personal blessing, but something that carried implications for all of Jerusalem. Indeed, for all of humanity. Her response shows us that true encounters with God often lead to both praise and proclamation. They fill us with thankfulness while simultaneously compelling us to share the good news with others. Through her faithful witness, Anna became part of a select group of people who recognized and proclaimed God's redemptive work in its early stages. Her years of spiritual preparation enabled her to see what many others missed. She stands as a powerful example of how patient waiting and spiritual devotion can position us to recognize and proclaim God's movements in our world. In our fast-paced, instant gratification world, Anna's story might seem almost alien. A woman who dedicated her entire life to worship and prayer? Yet her example offers profound wisdom for our modern lives. Think about how often we struggle to find even 10 minutes for prayer or meditation in our busy schedules, while Anna made it her life's purpose. Consider what it means to live with that kind of single-minded devotion today. We might not be called to literally live in our places of worship, but we can cultivate that same spirit of dedication in our daily lives. Maybe it's starting each morning with prayer before checking our phones or setting aside regular times for fasting and reflection. These small acts of devotion can gradually transform our spiritual lives. Anna's complete reliance on God challenges our modern obsession with self-sufficiency and control. In a culture that celebrates independence, her story reminds us that true strength often comes through dependence on something greater than ourselves. What would it look like to bring that level of trust into our careers, our relationships, our daily decisions? The beauty of Anna's example is that it's adaptable to our modern context. We can practice her principles of dedication in countless ways. Maybe it's volunteering regularly at our place of worship, participating in prayer groups, or simply making time each day for uninterrupted communion with God. The key isn't copying her exact lifestyle, but rather capturing her spirit of wholehearted devotion. Her story also challenges our priorities. In a world fixated on youth success and material abundance, Anna found fulfillment in spiritual pursuits. She shows us that a life centered on worship and prayer isn't a life wasted. It's a life invested in eternal values. Perhaps it's time to reassess what we consider important to examine whether our daily choices reflect our deepest values.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the example of Anna, whose life was a testament to unwavering devotion and faithfulness. Help us to cultivate a heart like hers, one that finds joy and purpose in constant communion with you. Teach us to prioritize your presence in our daily lives, to trust in your timing, and to wait with expectant hope for the fulfillment of your promises. May we find strength in your grace during seasons of uncertainty and boldness to proclaim your goodness when we witness your faithfulness. Like Anna, let our lives be a reflection of your love, drawing others closer to your truth. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Friends, may your day be filled with peace, joy, and the assurance of God's unending love. May his blessings overflow in your life, guiding and sustaining you in every step you take. Take care and be abundantly blessed.